Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Airbnb is finding out that hotel business is a little more complicated than they first thought.
And Hyatt announces that a legendary Hawaiian resort is coming back. Elvis would be proud. We have details.
Gwen Duncan joins us at the bottom of the hour with the deal of the week. And if you caught our segment on Disneyland last Sunday, you're going to want to hear Gwen tell you how you can save money on, of all things, food inside the park.
And food inside Disneyland costs just a bit $0. On this sunny Memorial Day weekend, we're going to the Bag O' Prizes and giving you a chance to win. Listen for your chance to call throughout the hour and tell us your favorite hotel. Answer a Travel Guys trivia question and win a prize.
Travel news, deals, bagel prizes, and lots of fun. Sounds pretty cool. It's a normal Sunday right here on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road. Riding on the city.
With the show.
Well, here we are. It's that time again. Another fabulous Sunday. It's 3 o'clock. Must be the Travel Guys on the radio, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. Mark Hoffman to my left. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. How about you, Mark?
I am having a great Memorial Day weekend. I didn't have a damn thing to do yesterday. For the first time in I don't know how many months or maybe even years, I got up in the morning, didn't have to go anywhere, didn't have to be anywhere, wasn't getting on an airplane, didn't have any appointments or commitments. I didn't even shave.
Wow. You know, that's got to be... that had to have been kind of tough.
Yeah,
you know, I think a lot of people that you know, work hard and always have something on their schedule and always active. When you have one of those days, sometimes you can become a little confused. You don't know what to do with spare time. How did you do with that?
I did okay. I slept in. Like I said, didn't shave. Went over to the office for a couple hours. Moseyed around a little bit. I have to go out on a trip again on Monday and didn't get in until late Friday night. So it was amazing. I'm not used to having a whole day like that where you don't have to be anywhere or do anything.
You know what? I bet you if I could have followed you around somewhere along on the way, you either did something for the Travel Guys radio show.
Or you checked
in for a upcoming flight or did something work related.
I spent 3 hours at the office answering 70 emails. But the point was that at least I had the time to do that. The county fair is going on across the street here today. Did you see that when you came in?
Yeah. And I tell you, I've been around this particular area for the fair and have gone in the past. And I tell you, it looks to me like an awesome, huge fair crowd.
Yeah, it does. And it looks like regular folks. I don't know why, but the county fair, it just looks like regular folks. And I'm sure that prices are not quite as high. It looks like they've got a pretty big crowd over there. So if you're out driving around, you're anywhere around Cal Expo, the county fair is going on, and it will still be going on through tomorrow. So you can come and enjoy a bit of the county fair. Stopped at Holloway Travel Outfitters on the way over here. They're having a little clearance sale there.
Did you see John?
I didn't. Didn't see him in the store, but they got a lot more clothing than they ever used to have before. And, still the luggage and the travel accessories and the help was talking to somebody about adapters, when you go overseas, you got to have the right adapters and stuff like that. So good spot there. Our old friend, John Holloway, they were going to have him. We've been back on the air for 4 months now and we haven't had John on the radio. So it reminded me that I need to go by and get him to come on the air, talk about some travel gadgets with us.
Awesome. We'll have to do that. Well, okay. Speaking of what's going on, I think it's time to do the find out what's going on in the travel news. Now, those that listen regularly know that not too long ago, we seem to have lost the travel news
disappeared.
Music. Yeah. So I brought my guitar, Mark.
I noticed that.
Actually, you brought my guitar.
Yes, back from the big party last weekend, the big Sports Leisure party.
So I don't know. Let's see here. Luis, I'm going to go ahead and...
You're going to fire up the... We couldn't afford a trio anymore or an orchestra, so we just have Romano with the guitar here with doing the lead for the travel news.
It's time for the travel news.
We might have to put that in the box. and bring it out later. Good Lord. All right. Sunday afternoon on the radio with the Travel Guys and our new band, our new orchestra leader here, Tom Romano, who's playing softly in the background. All right, let's get to the travel news here. Tom, have you seen the cars with the pink mustaches?
I have. I saw one as recently as like Friday. What is up with that?
They're ride-sharing cars. You see a car with a pink mustache. That's a Lyft, L-Y-F-T vehicle. They're around Sacramento. We have Uber also here in town, which is, they don't have pink mustaches, but it's a ride-sharing thing is the idea. And Uber is, some of the drivers in Seattle that belong to this ride-sharing program, the Teamsters Union in Seattle is going to help them form a union, believe it or not.
Well,
which is these drivers use their own vehicles and pick up passengers who request a lift through their ride-sharing app on their phone. They complain the service doesn't provide them with liability insurance and that the driver rating system can be unfair. So they're going to form a union. Welcome to the blending of the old technology and the new technology. Airbnb, we had one of their folks who rents his home out down in the Stockton area who came on the radio with us about a month ago. We've talked a little bit about Airbnb. Of course, this is the one of the, you're talking about sharing economies again. This is one of the places that allows you to rent out your home or a room in your home. They've had some issues because, of course, hotels collect room taxes.
Sure.
And then
it's
those
all
taxes.
Regulated.
Exactly. And so these people collect no taxes.
And so these B&Bs, Airbnb, and people that do home shares, unregulated.
Yeah, unregulated. Completely unregulated. You really have no idea. And what recourse do you have? You check into somebody's house. Let's pretend you're staying in somebody's house and you get bed bugs or you get something worse or the house burns down while you're there.
Something worse than bed bugs.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, New York City has been hot on Airbnb to pay up with their taxes. And Airbnb finally has decided it will comply with a subpoena from the New York State Attorney's General's Office to turn over USA data. Because the Attorney General's office wants to get after them because apparently in New York City, some corporate property owners are taking apartments that they normally would sell or lease to people like you and I, and they're leasing them out on a nightly basis with Airbnb because they can make more money that way. Of course, they're not collecting any taxes, nor are they paying any taxes to the city. And in New York City, the hotel tax is 14.75% plus $3 a night. So you're renting a room out, let's say, for $150, $200. The city wants their $25. And the hotels obviously want you to have to collect that because it increases the cost of the accommodation, which makes it less, makes the hotel's accommodations more competitive. So stay tuned for more there. The new sharing economy is starting to run a little bit afoul with the regulations that impact the rest of our lives every day. So we'll see what happens. There's a new airline in New York City. It's planning to land business travelers on water. It's called Tailwind Air Service. It's launching this summer with weekday seaplane service between Manhattan's East River at 23rd Street, Boston Logan Airport, and Washington Dulles. The flights will leave Manhattan in the morning and offer same-day returns from Boston and D.C. Eventually, they will be flying into private terminals in those two cities also. The fares are going to range for between, get this,
yep,
$450 and $650 each way.
Wow. Now, they don't hold a lot of folk, isn't that? You know, most of the ones I've seen.
The seaplanes, six, like, seven, eight people, yeah.
Really, that many?
Yeah.
Sky King.
Yeah, well, you can take off. You don't have to go to the airport. And if you've been around New York at all, getting to Newark or getting to JFK or getting to LaGuardia is a very arduous process if you're in Midtown Manhattan. So for some of these guys who can afford it, this, of course, would not include you or me. Let's see here. Hotels, average daily rate in April is up 4% over last April, which is good news for hotels, and occupancy is up 3.2% to 65.7% all over the country. Just to give you an idea, Tom, hotels really start making money at about 60% occupancy. They've pretty much got to be 55, 60% on a regular basis to make money. So when they get up to where the occupancy level is 65%, that's a pretty good sign that hotels are making money. So expect fewer, just like we've talked about airfares, expect fewer hotel discounts this summer. Here's an interesting note that we teased in the headlines. Hyatt is expanding in Kauai. they are going to reopen the Coco Palms Resort.
Wow.
After
Coco
over,
Palms time.
Yeah, after over 20 years, the Coco Palms was devastated by Hurricane Iniki in 1992. The 363-room historic hotel is scheduled to begin renovations in early next year and open in early 2017. That is incredibly good news for the folks on Kauai, and incredibly good news for those of us who just... Elvis's Blue Hawaii, part of it was filmed right at that resort. They used to do the torch lighting in the evenings stuff like that. People who are listening to this radio show who went to Hawaii in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they're sitting right now looking at their radio going, yeah, I remember the Coco Palms. So for those of you who are too young to remember it, you're going to have a chance to relive a piece of Hawaiian history when that resort opens in a, reopens in a couple of years. All right. And finally, did you see the president went to the Baseball Hall of Fame last week?
There you
go. Let's not get political here. Yeah, I'm not trying to divide political parties, but it's the first time that a president has ever gone to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he went there to promote tourism. I happen to be in that business, so I'm okay if the president pauses during his day. I don't care what political party he represents to talk about why tourism is important to this country. And if he chooses to do it at the Baseball Hall of Fame, then all the better.
Awesome.
And that's your travel news for today.
What's coming up?
What's coming up is after the news, you have a chance to give us a call here and win a prize. We are, our phone numbers are 921-1530 and 1-800-834-1530.
There you go. Get ready to dial it and win.
921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. We want to know what your favorite hotel chain is. If your hotel is an independent hotel instead of a chain, that's okay too. It can be an individual hotel or it can be a chain of hotels. We just want to know what hotel you like and why you like it. We can talk for a second. And then if you like, we will be happy to ask you a Travel Guys trivia question. And if you answer it correctly, we will send you a gift card. We've got American Express. I've got Ruth Chris here. I've got all kinds of neat fats restaurants. So we've got all kinds of prizes to give away. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. What's your favorite hotel or hotel chain to stay in? We are the Travel Guys, Tom and Mark. We'll be right back.
Made a lot of stops all over the world.
The voice of Ricky Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. Some of our listeners would not know who Ricky Nelson was, part of the Nelson family. What was the TV show called?
Ozzie and Harriet.
There you go.
Yeah, and his, remember Ricky Nelson came, but when he came back, he did a, in the early 70s, after he'd been gone for a while, hadn't had a hit record, he went to Madison Square Garden, did a rock and roll reunion.
Mm-hmm.
He got booed off the stage, and he wrote a number one song, Garden Party.
Garden Party.
And he went to the Garden Party to reminisce with my old friend. Yeah, okay. So anyways, he's not with us anymore.
One of those, rock and roll, if you want to call
him
that.
In the past. We can't be diddle-dallying too much.
What do you got,
diddle-dallying,
Mark?
That's a new word.
Dilly-dallying.
No,
yeah.
Diddle,
just made that up.
Diddle-dallying.
Right? Okay.
don't go there. The United apparently is about to get serious. Before we take our phone calls here, United is about to get serious about carry-on baggage. When I went to check in today, remember a couple months ago, they said they were going to crack down on this. So today I went to check in. And as part of the check-in process, the screen comes up that says carry on baggage, and it has dimensions and illustrations of the bags and all the linear measurements. And then down at the bottom, it says all travelers acknowledge acceptance of United's carry on baggage policy. And you have to check that box before you can get your boarding pass. Same thing's going to happen at airports when you go to check in on the machine at the airport. So what's going to happen now is that they can say, look, we told you what these measurements were.
Right.
You agreed to them. So now you check your bag. So the crackdown, my guess is coming soon.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman there. I'm Tom Romano. And we posed a question right before the break, didn't we, Mark?
We did. We asked, what's your favorite hotel chain? Or if it's an independent hotel, what's your favorite hotel is? 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. We invited you to call. And we've got Travel Guys trivia questions and prizes to give away and stuff like that. So let's go to the telephones and see who we got here. We got Ann in Auburn is first up. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thanks. Hey, we just stayed at the Sheraton on Poipu Beach in Kauai, and it was wonderful.
Oh, speaking of Kauai, there's a lady who just came back. Had you ever been to the Coco Palms in the old days?
No. In fact, that was the first time we've been to Kauai.
Oh,
we
wow.
absolutely loved it.
Wow. Kauai, one of my favorite places to visit there. Do you like Sheraton hotels in general?
Yes, I do.
And why is that, Ann?
Good service. Very, very mm-hmm. nice people work for them. And the lanai on this place was just gorgeous. It was big. They even lit up the ocean a little bit.
Are you a Starwoods points gatherer?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Ah, okay. So, you like Sheraton's better than Westin's?
Haven't really stayed at much Westin.
Okay.
So I don't
okay.
know.
Same brand, just two different things. You want to take a shot at a Travel Guys trivia question?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let's see here. This is kind of like Kitty O'Neill's Know Your News quiz. You know, we'll find out how closely you've been listening to the Travel Guys here. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest from a new hotel in Portland. Tell us either the name of the hotel or the very unique concept it offers in its lodging. First in the country.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ann. It was the Caravan Tiny House Hotel in Portland. Thanks for calling, though, Ann. Thanks for being a Travel Guys listener. Let's go to Mary in Rockland. Hi, Mary.
How are you?
We're very good. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great.
Did you hear Tom's fabulous guitar solo there in the last segment?
I did, and you told him to put the guitar away.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But he gets A for trying.
Thank you very much.
Tom actually is a pretty good guitar player, and for years he has threatened to teach me to do the same. But
the thing with Mark is, like myself, he is left-handed, but he insists on, I play the guitar the standard way, but Mark insisted that we flip it over and redo the strings, and I was incapable of teaching upside down and backwards guitar.
Mary says that recently she stayed at the Intercontinental Hotel in Rome. Is that right, Mary?
Well, that's my favorite one for special occasions.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you Intercontinental is Holiday Inn.
Right. And we stay at all of their facilities, but the Mark Hopkins in San Francisco and the one in Rome is probably special occasions.
What makes the one in Rome so special?
It's not a real big hotel. It's kind of more like a boutique, and the service is excellent, and it's close to everything, and it's the rooms are all different, and it's very nice. It's very special.
Cool. All right, would you like a Travel Guys trivia question?
Okay.
Let's see here. In the last 3 months, the Travel Guys have had live shows from a number of locations. Name two.
New York.
New York is one. Actually, we've been twice from New York in the last couple months.
Hawaii.
She said New York, New York.
She said New York, New York. Thanks, Tom. But okay. No, that's Tom's trying to lobby for you here. But Hawaii is another correct one. And so, Mary, we've got a prize for you here. How about a $50 gift card from Ruth Chris Steakhouse?
That sounds great.
Does that sound great? It won't. $50 might not buy you dinner there, but it'll certainly get you started.
Right.
By her dinner, just nobody that she's
taking.
Yeah,
you just can't take anybody. You just can't take anybody with you. All right, Mary, we'll send it out in the mail to you. Thank you very much for being a Travel Guys listener. All right, let's see if we can sneak one more in here. We've got Carolyn in Sacramento. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
And Carolyn says, now Carolyn has a little different hotel chain that she likes. Tell us the chain that you like, Carolyn, and why.
Well, this is kind of hilarious after hearing about Rome and Hawaii and all these things. I've been to both of them, both places. I've done a lot of traveling. But what my mind went to when you asked this was a couple of cross-country drives that I did. And I was exhausted. And all I wanted was a comfortable bed, a quiet room, and no frills. And I stayed at Super 8, and I had a great time. It was great.
Tom Beaudet wouldn't be happy with you.
He's the Motel 6 guy. Have you stayed at other Super 8 hotels, Carolyn?
Well, for whatever reason, they seemed to be there whenever I was exhausted, so that's where I went. It wasn't planned, and I was just pleased.
Well, that clean, comfortable room. There you go.
A clean,
that's
comfortable
right.
room at a reasonable price.
There you go.
So there you go. All right. Carolyn, would you like a trivia question?
I'd love one.
Okay, here we go. Before the news here quickly, the Travel Guys haven't always aired at 3 p.m. on Sundays. We've had two previous time slots on Sunday. Name one of them.
Oh, I know this. I'm going to say 1 o'clock.
Oh, bummer, 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 Carolyn. The correct answers were noon or 2 o'clock, but you were all around it. Thank you for calling. Thanks for being a Travel Guys listener. If you want to share your favorite hotel with us, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We'll be back with the deal of the week and more calls from you after the news. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations on my left. I'm Tom Romano. Don't forget to go to TravelGuysRadio.com. You can follow along with the show. We always post all the stuff we're talking about that day, as well as if you'd like to listen to any past programs as well. We have a little contest going on. Thank you for calling in and participating. We've been asking people to call in and tell us their favorite place to stay on the road, whether it be a hotel, a motel, in the United States or internationally. And we've been awarding some prizes with a little trivia contest along the way. Mark, who do we have coming up?
We have Nancy in Sacramento, who's been waiting patiently through the news to talk to us. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
Hi there. Nancy says, am I seeing, I'm not sure that I know from this note here. You tell us what your favorite hotel is.
Well, I thought it was called the Cimarron Hotel in Klamath Falls.
In Klamath Falls.
Maybe. Only because we went there had to go there for work and stay over. And it's not necessarily the hotel itself that was the great thing, but it's where they're located. If they're located by, you know, it was located by a great restaurant with a great Cobb salad and a Safeway and a, you know, and, you know.
So. Where did you say it was?
Now, see, Nancy, in Klamath Falls. Cool. And it is the Cimarron Hotel. You're absolutely right.
There you go.
And so I can tell you're a traveler like me because she says, you know, it was located next to a Safeway. And, you know, so that you could, right? So that you could buy things and you're not stuck with just the restaurant. And if you want some fresh fruit or a salad or something like that. Yeah, Nancy, we could travel together, I think. Do you usually stay in independent? Do you usually stay in independent hotels, or do you have a chain that you like? Or
I haven't gotten to get away myself. This happened to be for work. Where we would stay, and you know, in Bakersfield as well, which in, you know, in reference to that, is somewhere where we couldn't get to a store, or you know, so it made it that more enjoyable to go to the place where. But I don't get out much on my own. If I was sent, you know, that's kind of my.
They just don't let you out much.
It's a cheap, blatant plug for the Cimarron Hotel.
Was it the Cimarron Inn?
It's the Cimarron Motor Inn in Klamath Falls.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, the rooms look awesome.
Yep, they do. All right, would you like a trivia question, Nancy?
Oh, sure. Let's give it a try.
All right, let's give you one here. Name two of the songs in our opening theme.
Oh, okay. One is I'm a Traveling Man.
Very good.
Okay.
And then the other one is, there's so many. I don't get this. I'm going to. On the road again.
There you go. Very, very good.
Congratulations.
Excellent. Congratulations, Nancy. Yay. Fake applause in the background.
Yes.
You have won a $50 American Express gift card. It won't buy you a tank of gas, but it at least put some petrol in your car. We'll send that out to you next week. Thank you for listening.
It'll buy me two tanks.
Well, all right.
There you go. Thank you, Nancy. All right, let's shift gears here for a second. If you're on the line waiting to talk to us, why, hang on, and we will get to you here quickly. We're going to Gwen Duncan, who is here with our deal of the week. Hi, Gwen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, you got something for us involving Disneyland.
Well, actually, Disneyland is making some big changes, but the free dining that I had written to you about is more directed to the Disney World. For the free dining, they both have free the plan, you know, the dining plans, but they're operated totally differently. But one of the things that's necessary in booking for a free dining is it has to be booked by June the 6th. So if someone is going to Disney World, that's where you would go.
How does that work, Gwen?
Well, what happens is that you have to have pre-purchase the dining plan, and it's added to a Disney vacation package. So you have to have been set up for a stay of at least 6 nights, and they've got two different plans.
Okay.
One is a table service, with snacks, and the other one is a quick service, and that's relative directly related to the kind of hotel room you're getting. If you're in a value hotel room, or if you're in like the Caribbean, one of the Caribbeans or something down in Walt Disney World.
Now it looks to me like, Gwen, that the savings here are quite substantial. That the savings can be $700 or $800 if you're on some of these dining plans. And folks have to remember that food at Disney properties, resorts, in the parks, etc., incredibly expensive. If you've never had this experience, you literally have no idea. If you thought that airports and ballparks were expensive, welcome to Disney. These plans will save folks a considerable amount of money. So if you are staying in the park, if you're going to Disney World, particularly in Florida, we're talking about here, and you've got an extended stay, then you want to ask about the dining plans.
Absolutely. There are only four periods during the rest of the year that they're going to honor it, and that's August to October, some particular dates, October to November, and a couple of weeks in November and a couple of weeks in December. So call in and we'll be able to lock you into the period that would
non-peak plans. I want to mention something too also, Gwen, before we let you go today. Just in the deal of the week category, went looking for a fare to Hawaii in September the other day and found something very interesting. Fares to Maui out of Sacramento are less than $600, around $550. Fares from San Francisco to Maui are almost $200 more, even though you have to make a connection to Los Angeles or San Francisco out of Sacramento. Generally, Maui fares are more than Honolulu fares, but in this case, on United Airlines for selected dates in September and early October, which traditionally, Gwen, wouldn't you agree, one of the best times to go to Hawaii price-wise is right after Labor Day?
Absolutely. You're right on the mark.
So there are some really good fares out there. You've got to wait until after Labor Day, and they're not every day. Also, quick tip, by looking at a couple of airlines' websites, I would tell you that Monday is the best day. Monday and Friday are the two best days to come back from Hawaii. Monday and Friday, not Sunday night, but come back on Monday evening or come back on Friday evening. Gwen Duncan is at Cordially Yours Travel. You can get more information on her services by going to travelguysradio.com, where you can link into her, or you can find her at cordiallyyourstravel.com. Gwen, thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thank you.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks, Gwen Duncan, with the deal of the week. Tom, why don't we take a break here? And then we've got Lorna and Maria on the line to tell us about their favorite hotels. And we've got a couple of other news items here. If you'd like to call in and tell us your favorite hotel or hotel chain, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We've got some trivia questions and some prizes here. We'll be back in just a moment.
We are the Travel Guys, 3 o'clock every Sunday, right here on KFBK. And here's one of those songs that's in the Travel Guys theme.
On the road again.
Thank you, Willie. Hey, do you know, Willie, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago. Willie got his, I don't know, third or fourth black belt or something.
Willie is absolutely one of the most interesting people on this planet.
I agree.
I mean, he openly confesses to smoking pot whenever he gets the opportunity.
He's the first person ever to smoke pot.
He's a very open. Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, only on TV concerts.
He's in concert. He's very nondescript. Comes out, does his music, really doesn't interact with the crowd much, and takes off, goes home.
And he's been playing that same guitar so long that he wore a hole in it. and obviously doesn't make enough money because he can't seem to afford to buy one to replace it.
Yeah, there you go.
Then Willie did have some income tax issues.
We got some people on the phone here. We only got about six minutes left. We maybe should kick in with those. All right. Let's see. Folks who have been patiently waiting here to share with us their favorite hotel or hotel chain. Lorna in Somerset. Hi, Lorna.
Hi.
Hi there. It says here on the screen, it says Coco Palms.
What does that mean?
Yes. That's Coco Palms on Kauai.
Oh,
I was
so
there
you.
In 1967.
Wow.
My fifth wedding anniversary. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Almost 50 years ago.
Yeah. I know.
Have you been to Kauai recently? Have you seen the Coco Palms in its current state?
Not recently. I've been back, but not to Kauai.
Oh, it's pretty sad. It's pretty run down and pretty dilapidated and pretty. Yeah. We've all been wondering for the last 5 or 6 years whether it was going to fall down or get torn down first. Yeah. But now it looks like the Coco Palms is going to live again.
I think that's great, and I'll make a point to go over there.
Well, I happen to know a tour company that will probably be going just about the time that they open, so keep your eyes and ears open. Hey, would you like a trivia question?
Sure. Unfortunately, this is the first time I've listened, so.
Oh, wow. Let's see here.
Give her one that. She might be able to make a guess.
I've got one here. In the travel news today, we talked about a lodging company that is having to collect taxes and register their vendors across the country. Name the lodging company.
Name the what?
Name the lodging company. The company we were talking about that's having
to. Oh, Travel Lodge.
Oh, no, we were looking for Airbnb.
Yeah.
Lorna, you'll remember that probably for the rest of your life. Thanks for calling in and sharing, though, about the Cocoa Palms with us.
And yeah, but you were only going to give her one round of mini golf, so she didn't really.
Well,
never mind.
I have to work with this delirious man for an hour every Sunday afternoon. Keith in Auburn is next. Keith has a hotel that he likes, which is also in the islands. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Welcome, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
What do you like?
Well, we just stayed at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. It had been 20 years since we've been there. It's on Oahu. It's a fabulous hotel.
You said you've been there before. That's where Don Ho used to play
in the Don Ho Theater there.
Many years ago, and they still have fireworks there every Friday night, and it still is.
Exactly.
I would agree with you. It still is one of the best places to stay, especially if you're stuck with Oahu. It's got everything there.
Did you hear what he said, Keith? Stuck with Hawaii.
Well, I mean, if you're going to Hawaii and you have to go to Oahu,
I'm stuck with a milkshake.
Yeah. Keith, you want a trivia question?
I guess so. Can you make it a little easier than for the lady previous?
Why don't you go with this one here, Mark?
You think he might guess the same thing that you would. I've mentioned this several times on the air. What are the two things Mark always makes sure he has in his carry-on bag in case of emergencies?
In case of emergency, the extra pair of underwear.
That's one.
Do I have to have two of them?
Yeah.
I'd say extra pair of socks.
Really close.
I tell you what, I'm going to break the rules here. We're going to make Keith a winner anyway, because the other answer is toothbrush, but he got underwear, which has got to be the toughest one of the two.
I'd say both of them, but that would have been my next one, because I always carry a toothbrush and underwear and a T-shirt and socks.
Keith, I've got a $50 American Express gift card here for you, and we'll send it out in the mail to you next week.
Thanks. Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being a listener to the Travel Guys here. Let's see if we can get one more here. We've got Maria in Grass Valley. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
On the screen here, I'm looking at it says T.A. Sands. What does T.A. Sands mean?
T.A. Sands is a vacation condo. It's a boutique condo.
Okay.
And it's right on the beach, and it's my favorite place to go.
And it's on the beach, and where?
In Kihei, on Maui.
Oh, okay. Boy, we have all of our Hawaii people here today. We've touched on three different islands, Thomas.
I don't think anybody that listens to this show goes anywhere but the islands.
Maybe we should just go and have all of our Travel Guys radio broadcasts from the islands from now on.
Be fine with me.
Yeah.
Best place. I love it there.
All right. Maria, would you like a trivia question?
Sure.
All right. Are you a regular Travel Guys listener?
No. Sorry.
You're not. Okay.
Time.
All right, you're a first time listener. All right, here's a trivia question for you. The Travel Guys are heard on two Sacramento radio stations. Give me their call letters and the dial position. You're listening to one of them.
KSC.
650. KSPK.
Yes.
Oh,
who is that on the phone with
you?
We
had some help there, Maria, but actually we were looking for KFBK.
That was right, 1530.
93.1 and 1530. KST is one of the Clear Channel stations, but not the one that we're heard on. But thank you for calling and playing. We had three winners there, Thomas.
Well, there you go. Thanks for bringing in some stuff for our listeners, Mark. I always feel bad that I don't personally bring anything. I'll bring a potted plant next time.
You brought
time.
Your guitar.
I did.
You brought you.
Thank you very much.
Travel Guys would be the Travel Guy without you. Last weekend, I had the opportunity on Sunday I guess this would be letting people in on a secret that the show was recorded last Sunday. Okay. Because I was in Palm Springs last, watching the final performance after 23 years of the Palm Springs Follies. And so next week, we are going to have the lady who was responsible for putting the Follies on the stage, Mary Jardin, is going to be a guest with us here, and we're going to talk about what it's like to have a variety show that runs 23 years. Pretty amazing. So that will be next week on The Travel Guys.
And now, how many times have you seen the
Follies? That was the third time I had seen mm-hmm. them, but to say... You know, when a show is closing after 23 years, they always say, if you ever get a chance to see a long-running show on its final performance, always go, which is why I bought these tickets last fall. And it didn't disappoint. It was a wonderful afternoon. People were, it was full of nostalgia. A lot of the old guest stars were mm-hmm. there. Folks, old-timers would recognize Kay Ballard, Peter Marshall, who hosted the Hollywood Squares for many years. A number of folks were there. They talked about funny things that had happened through the years and did their best skits and their best numbers. One of the ladies who's dancing in that show is one of the gentlemen's 84. One of the ladies is 82. And you would just never know it. And so the Palm Springs Follies is closed forever. But we'll take a look back at the Palm Springs Follies, one of America's most longest running variety entertainment spectaculars down in Palm Springs. It's gone forever now.
All righty. We got 30 seconds to give people a glimpse at what to expect next week on The Travel Guys.
We do. And that was what we were talking about there. Palm Springs is what we have next week. And we also need to give a winner from Sports Leisure Vacations. Our lucky winner is Nellie Chason, who went to Santa Cruz with us last week. Nellie Chason, call Sports Leisure Vacations and double your $50 card to $100 next week. We're the Travel Guys. Thanks for listening. See you next Sunday. You never